topics.
Oh yeah.
What
I try to do is just kind of like.
It's like right now, Cindy Williams from Laverne and Shirley died. It's like you have that, and then you have Tyree Nichols, and then you have Trump, and then you have the NFL, and then you have Pam Anderson, and then Kanye, and then a Kardashian took clit fat and put
that's
it in their lips.
Yeah, and then I do like all of these pop culture podcasts, and I'm just kind of like, I don't want to talk about this anymore. Like the whole like Jeffree Star thing, I was like, did it. I did two of them today. Don't want to hear about it anymore.
That's where his like people are trying to guess who his NFL boyfriend is.
He's just baiting everybody.
I know that because my wife and
he's just baiting. It's like, who is it? I'm like, it's him staying relevant. If you talk about it, he lives another couple of years. Wow. You know, it's his horcrux.
It's a Kardashian formula. Who do you think mastered? That's actually brings up a great topic.
Yeah.
Who mastered the
relevancy?
Like train. Like who stayed on it and got one ticket? Everyone else got off. They stayed on and eventually was driving the train. Killed the conductor. And was like, we're taking this to Rancho Cucamonga instead of Irvine.
Yeah, Calabasas. We'll go
there.
Is
that where they live?
Sure. But it's even funny because like even this Alec Baldwin news broke and it was like, here's Kylie Jenner all by herself in a black bikini. Mm. And I'm like, can we have just one fucking day?
No.
Just one day.
They won't let it happen.
They got to flip it and be like, look at us.
Yeah. They also, I think, are in cahoots with all the paparazzi
to
be like
on themselves for sure.
Hey, I spilled a smoothie outside of
Morrow's Cafe where I used to work, and I'm like, she threw that on herself. She was like, oh no. Anyways,
we can't do that, can we? We can't call TMZ. Hey, Michael Anthony, come video. Brad would do that a lot.
Yeah.
Michael Anthony used to work. That was great because anytime something little people related would happen. I would just see Brad pop up on TMZ, but I always would love because it was Mike, you know, is a comic and would just hit Brad up and be like, hey, can you just meet me here and then I'll come up to you. But Brad is such a bad actor that he, great comic, great friend.
Terrible person though.
Awful. No, great dad, great husband. Not great, but he comes up and Michael Anthony comes up and I always love when people catch and they have to act so... But it was like, don't even do a response. But Michael goes like, hey, Brad. And Brad goes, oh, hey.
Didn't see you up there.
Yeah, didn't see you up there. Oh.
Okay, are we ready? I think we started. Yeah? All right. Great. What's up, everybody? Welcome to this week's episode of Just Saying, the podcast hosted by me, Justin Martindale. We've got a wonderful episode for you guys in store for you today. We've got amazing comic friend... I mean, my God, so many of the credits, so many shows that you're on right now that like everybody's watching. We have Welcome to Chippendales.
Sure.
Young Rock. I mean, so many. Look, Pam and Tommy, you played Jay Leno.
Sure.
We've got, Gaslit with Julia Roberts. And that's it. Nothing else showed up. No.
Hilarious the Cowardly friend. Lion in the fifth grade, my mom's favorite performance to date.
Amazing comic and friend, Adam Ray. How are you, buddy?
Great.
Thank you for being here.
Love you.
I just love it.
Love this podcast. You're hilarious. About time you're hosting your own show.
God damn, right?
Yeah.
Jesus. I'm giving you a little nautical feel today. Spring is in the air.
It is.
Laundry day. But I'm really glad you're here because we have so much to talk about.
Great.
Right off the bat, I just want to talk about Welcome to Chippendales.
Sure.
Because I talked about it... couple episodes ago, and Murray Bartlett, who is having a moment right now, I want to say he's kind of getting the Jennifer Coolidge
totally
treatment, where he's been around,
sure,
but now it's like ba boom ba boom ba boom ba boom ba boom. He had White Lotus and
crushed it,
blew up on that, and then I mean he was in Looking on HBO. Matt, was that on HBO Max? Yes? No?
PAX, maybe?
Maybe PAX.
Remember PAX?
Tubi.
Drink.
With an I.
PAX was great because it was all like Christian rom-coms. So it was all like, David won't take me to the dance, but he wants to fuck me in the butt. Mm-hmm. I don't remember I didn't watch any of the films, but it was, they were all very, they were funny, but but not intentionally.
QDC talk. Jesus is still all right with me.
Keep him close to your heart. Keep him close to your mind.
But... recently, are you watching The Last of Us?
No.
Oh, okay. So Murray Bartlett shows up in The Last of Us, which is the number one show right now on HBO Max. As a person who played the video games, I loved it. We'll get into Last of Us in a minute, but he showed up in episode 3 with Nick Offerman. Ooh. And it was like the story that no one saw coming, where it was like two gays post-apocalypse. And I was here for it.
Wow.
But I want to
talk
about
how'd they do?
It was kind of gay. Kind of gay. They survived. They did their best. Without a lesbian in sight, I'm pretty proud of them both.
Wow.
You know? Oh,
yeah.
But
a lesbian to kind of steer the ship.
Hey, guys.
We're going this way.
Just, yeah, my neighbor Denise like just coming area. In, just yeah. like, you guys, I killed a bison. We got jerky for days, you know?
Jerky for days is a great lesbian catchphrase. But also, no one's ever mad about that.
No one.
No one walks into a home and says, I've got jerky for days. And usually probably understands that the home they've walked into is going to be receptive to that notion.
Right. But I will get into that story in a little bit because it pulled at my heartstrings. But Chippendales, I binged like in 2 days.
An easy watch.
What?
An easy watch.
An easy watch and funny and just, I just love a good throwback to like LA.
A period.
That's not today.
Totally.
You know, like, oh, it's the 80s or the 70s, you know, even the 90s LA I can do. But like now I'm just like, ugh.
Well, even the 90s, I feel like I hear stories of the Viper Room and the Roxy where I'm just like, fucking dude, Johnny Depp did what with who? And like, I feel like I'm constantly getting little nuggets and tidbits of like, oh, man, like we think we live in a dude, this one night at the store. And we have lived some crazy nights out here for sure.
Yeah.
Because that's just the nature of our business and the world as it continues to fall apart. But it seems like things were just crazier.
Oh, yeah, 10
years ago and 10 years before that. And the Chippendales era is so, I mean, people in those clubs, I was being told, were the prostitution levels, but also duh. Like you have these guys, I mean, the women were so horny and the guys were so willing to take care of those needs.
Yeah.
And even the extras in these scenes were bonkers. I mean, there was most of the dancers were gay. There was this, the kid who played Otis wasn't. And he was telling me, he was like, man, he's like, things are getting a little real with some of these extras. And I was like, oh shit.
Oh, like what?
Like,
it's Christmas morning.
Hot take. Hot take.
Yes.
He. I don't know if he carried through on any of his promises, but they all would have fucked him right there. I mean, it was crazy. They like at a certain
and
point.
Otis was the African American dancer.
Yeah,
and he was straight in real life.
Yes,
and all the gay backup dancers wanted Otis.
I'm sure.
Sure.
It was Oprah level energy in that club. And like they take after take, but I'm just fucking skating around like an asshole being like, take your shoes off, take your clothes off, open your eyes and open your tits and take your mouth and put it on something special. And I'm just like, Rob Siegel, the creator who did Pam and Tommy, was like, dude, just skate around and say whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
That's why I'm giving you the job. Because he hit me up. I did a table read for them when I was in Australia. We were doing Young Rock out there because of COVID. And so I did a table read and just read a bunch of small parts. And then he hits me up and goes, can you roller skate? And I was like, yeah, dude. Like, I won all these tournaments in the mid-90s.
Really?
No. Of course, I have not been on skates since 1992. Since I asked Ellen Bolay to all skate. And she was like, no, thanks. Yeah, tournaments. I would always try to shoot the duck and could never get all the way down. Hashtag fat kid problems. But also just that's a tough thing to do. The true roller skate lifers that would cruise in, mullet, they looked like they knew Theo.
Uh-huh.
They looked like they'd come at the guys. And I would venture to assume most people that are the kings of the roller skate rings are like, dude, Theo Vaughn, that guy, funny. You know, so it's like, and I love those guys. There's a place for those guys in the world.
Uh-huh.
There's an aisle for them at Walmart. There's a place for them in my heart. And this guy was skating around as a kid. And I feel like I saw him again at Moonlit Rollaway in the Valley where I went 2 days before I started filming because I was like, I need to get the muscle memory back in my legs. But I was not comfortable on those skates much at all. But it was crazy. The energy in that studio was bonkers.
It looked like it.
Yeah.
And then you had Juliette Lewis, who my favorite line of the whole series, I fucking love it here. And I'm like, That's all I want.
Yeah. Isn't just, she so good?
God.
Certain people that just aren't even acting. You're like, you're just
she's
so.
She's not. Yeah. She makes it look so. Everything yeah. she's in, she's just like, you know, and gays love unhinged women. We really do. It's like.
The most know, out of like what's the order of people that you guys are big fans of?
I mean, right now, it's Jennifer Coolidge, of yeah. course. Megan is close. Number
Markle?
Two. No, Megan the doll.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, she's having a moment as well.
Cool.
You know, we love a good, like, angry, pissed off girl doll. And yeah. then, you know, every housewife, you know, who's, like, getting drunk, falling off a bus, showing her puss, you know, all that stuff. Who's
not
married
in that order.
And has kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? That's what I always think about when I either see a porn or hear about somebody making money on OnlyFans or a teacher that fucked a student. Mm-hmm. You're just like, oh, man, like. At some point, I guess I just put myself in the son's shoes where I go, like, my mom, who I is my hero, single mom, you know, I've heard her and my stepdad, I think, fuck, once. It wasn't great. I'll never unhear it. But also I was just like, well, good for them.
Yeah.
You know, this was like in their late 60s. And I was like, good for them.
Yeah, I think.
Because Betty White was like, I'm taking dick till I'm dead.
Or, Betty White did it till the end.
She
like,
did.
Throat goat like queen.
Oh, God.
She took tips from Nancy Reagan.
Thank you for being a friend.
And a friend. And your friend's friend.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I love a good an unhinged woman.
Yeah.
And this is the podcast for it because we were going through our stories today and I was like, wow, men can really take a back seat on this week because
really?
There are some unhinged
this is
women.
A woman's week.
And I get it. And I say, go for it, ladies.
Yeah.
Like,
what about this cop
it?
Who banged all the cops?
Rock on, queen.
Good for you.
Like, seriously. Like, and everyone's like, how gross. I'm like, I'm sorry. Nick Cannon has 85 children.
Yeah.
Like, this woman can take, like, 6 off-duty cops.
Also, being a cop, we shot Young Rock this last season in Memphis. Not a lot
oh,
going
I'm sorry.
On.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Wait. No, the show. I thought you said we shot. I thought it was like a rapper's.
Oh. So funny.
I was
You're
like.
Quick.
Young Rock got shot. I'm like, oh, no, not
now. It does
not
sound like Young Gravy, Young fucking, I don't know, insert other rapper. But like they're...
Not Young Rock.
That does... Oh, that does sound like a rapper. God. It
he
does
was going
sound like,
places.
He was. Oh, God. He had his whole life ahead of him. He just finished a Sudoku and he was... So we shot it there and you'd see some mischief and trouble, but... Not enough to where I was like, oh, yeah, these cops have something to do all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is half boredom, half, you know, I just love me a good gangbang in the middle of the week.
Sure.
Right? Wasn't she with multiple cops at once?
Yeah.
I kind of skimmed the story, but.
Well, I mean, it was also kind of like, you know what? Guys do it all the time. And then this woman does it. And everyone's like, what a whore. What a slut. And
just
because
like, she was a cop. Unless yeah. it was like she did it and there was, you know, let's say an old lady was getting robbed mm-hmm. right in front of where they were fucking. Then I'd be like, you know.
Guys.
Come on, man.
Can we do our jobs,
yeah.
please?
Yeah. But maybe that was happening, and they were like, oh, she was going to get robbed anyway. If it wasn't this street corner, it'd be the next one, because she's defenseless.
There's too many stories of these. Like, you know, cops falling in love with inmates, you know. It's I say go for it. I mean, who are we? But you said there was a lot of feral women on the set of Chippendales, and the gays were like all over it too. And I did love,
it, yeah.
I could tell down that you mentioned that. Like, I could see a couple of scenes where you're just like, you just pull like an atom and you're just like, all right, ladies, pull those dollars out. Oh, fuck, gotta get the. Like, I felt like it was real.
Oh, yeah, good, yeah. Oh, my wife was like, were you supposed to look that bad on the roller skates? And I was like, I want a divorce. Yeah, he, again, Rob Siegel, who did Pam and Tommy, was just like, dude, I, like, say whatever. And then it became a thing where it was on a few of the scenes, and then I just started doing it every take because it felt like it needed it. And then he was like, oh, it's this great extra layer. Otherwise, uh-huh. all those dance scenes are just screaming and dancing. And it's like, it does need a little extra something to kind of, whether it's cut to me saying something or just hear it in the background just to kind of, like, add another layer to it, like you said. But so that was cool. But also... You know, you know how it goes when you're just like rattling off for a while. You're just like, fuck, did that even make sense? Or was
oh,
that
sure.
like, every now and then I'd really hit one where I thought was a good, I think one that I did at one point where they did a close up on me for it. And it was like the real height of a big dance scene. I was like, I was like, you know, ladies, the more you scream, the more they dance, the more they dance, the more clothes come off, the more you sweat, the more they drink your sweat and thrust in your face. I mean, it was just like, and the bigger your eyes get, the bigger the beholds gets. I mean, it was just, you know, put that money in the right place, put it in the wrong place, and pay the price.
And the women are like,
oh, yeah, just going nuts.
Just feral.
I had to do
feral.
Some scenes where it was just, there was dialogue in the background with Kumail, and so there'd be like the thumping of the bass and then me just miming what I'm doing, but skating around. And it was, but they, but they're still like, you're fucking, because you're going to, we're going to see pieces of you. Yeah. So I'm just like skating around going,
oh yeah. Yeah. Like the best.
Like fucking, just at one point I was like, I don't think I am on camera. So then I was just trying to make all these people laugh.
Did you meet the real guy who was the MC?
No,
no. Did he die? Do you know? You don't know?
I don't know. He, yeah.
I always want to like,
I just did that with Bob Barker the other day. That did he die? And no, Barker,
oh my God.
Barker's alive and kicking, by the way.
There is one. Okay, going into The Last of Us. So there was this amazing Murray Bartlett. Okay, so watch Chippendales if you haven't already. Yeah. It's amazing. So fun, so good. But then Murray Bartlett also is in The Last of Us, where he plays Frank. And this week, everyone lost their minds because it was like, oh, mushroom zombies. Which, by the way, right now, a mushroom apocalypse does not seem that bad to me right now.
No.
I'm like,
sounds,
oh, I get
nutritious.
And it's fine. Like, all of a sudden, you'll just be like, yeah, Adam, how you doing? But... and you're like, oh, well, here it is, you know? And then you just like, put me down, or you guys can just leave before I start running, shut the door, and just leave me down here. I'll be fine. I'll just hang out in the corner like the guy at the end of the Blair Witch Project. But
that was a great mushroom zombie.
That's it.
That's a little, it was a little Mowgli from Gremlins, yeah. And a little like Chucky if he was, you know, I don't know, just got a...
like a Mogwai adjacent.
Overdrew his account, yeah.
Yeah, that's my rising. But yeah, it literally is, it was this storyline where Nick Offerman is like this man, like he's in this town, they have told everybody in the town to leave, go to these quarantine zones, but like the quarantine zones were full, so what do? They ended up just killing them in an out, like in a ditch.
This is the Holocaust.
Pretty much. It's just kind of like we're at that level of like we can't do anything. So Nick Offerman is a survivalist. He's like... bunker person,
his
whole life he's been ready. So he walks out, he sees this town like abandoned, and he's like, yes. And so he's got,
he
like,
loves it.
He's got all he the just wine, wanted his- can go to the grocery store, like no one's there. Everything's been like, you know, there's a fence around the whole town, and he's got the coats. I don't know if he built the fence or whatever, but he grows his own vegetables, everything. And all of a sudden, one day, Murray Bartlett is in a hole, no pun intended. And he's like, hey, no, like, I can help you out. And, you know, just let me help you out. I know you're alone and da, 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 da. So anyways, they start, like, having this relationship and become, like, lovers and partners and friends.
Yeah. Are they both gay or do they become gay because
well,
like,
there
is you and me?
There is a moment where he's cooking dinner for him and he's like, oh, I see that you paired a rabbit with a Beaujolais. And when that was like code, which I was like, oh, God, rabbit?
Yeah.
I mean, post-apocalyptic.
You have an open grocery store where you have every item stored for you.
And I was like, and so, and then they do this whole thing of like, shower up, go take a shower. We're going to bone it down in this zombie apocalypse, which I can respect.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people online were like losing their shit. They're like, it was a great episode. I just don't want that gay shit in my face.
Oh, my God.
Losing it. I had people sending me that. And I like posted on Instagram. I'm just kind of like, well, you know what? We got to watch your shit all the time. I am very optimistic now because as somebody who like might be living in an apocalyptic time.
Oh, yeah. It's coming.
I know for a fact. Like, I have my my what's it called? My checklist. I'm already doomed. I don't even know what the word checklist is. I have my lesbian down the hallway, Denise, who's like ready to go.
What is on your checklist? What sort of weaponry is Justin Martindale walking into an apocalypse with?
I'm glad you asked.
Ballpoint pen.
It's definitely gonna be, I'm gonna order like a whole bunch of like I'm gonna do a blowtorch. I'm going to get, you know what, because I don't necessarily have to focus on my hair game as much, so I can have bulk aqua, like Aussie spray.
Yes.
Put a stick on it, get a lighter.
Great idea. You've talked about
them.
I would have said machete for you, like a sword of some sort.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I could do a sword.
Yeah.
I could hack into some shit.
Yeah.
But anyways, where I was going with this, it was such a great story. However... There was a moment, and you mentioned someone not being dead, Bob Barker. You thought Bob Barker was still alive.
Yeah.
I did.
He is still alive. I thought he was dead.
Oh, you thought he was dead. Oh, shit. I thought he was dead, too.
No, I think he's, at least Google said he was alive.
He's like 90-something years old.
He's still perving out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. By the way, one of those stories where you're like, welcome back to Duh, where they're like, Bob Barker used to fondle the beauties. Oh, really?
Oh. We named the grotto after him. What?
I mean, God bless him. He just, but, you know, from the moment I feel like I saw an episode of that show as a kid, he was like, and Sarah over here will set up the Plinko chips.
Where do you think he got the name Plinko?
That's code when I wanted to lick my asshole. You're like, Jesus, it's 10:45, Bob. We haven't even done one showcase showdown, dude. And all these people are from Iowa, and they didn't even know you could lick the asshole.
Anything.
Yeah.
It's like, this yodeler reminds me of that girl, Bridget. You know that little, like.
Boy, she was a screamer.
That's just a fun family game.
Hey, come on. But, who wants a bar of soap in a car?
But, they had this in Stranger Things where Kate Bush is running up that hill, like charted after like being, you know, since the 80s, it was like back number one on the top tens. Now, Linda Ronstadt has a song that was on this episode of The Last of Us that everyone's like, oh my God, who is this Linda Ronstadt? I'm like, she is the first ever pop star of all time. Fact.
Yeah.
She's the first pop star, and she's lost her voice now to Parkinson's. She can never sing again, which is awful. But I was doing this show with John Hill, who's been on the podcast. He's like, yeah, you know, sad that she died. I'm like, she's alive. And they're like, what? We had an argument. He's like, oh my God, she is alive. And I'm like, yes, she's alive. She's an amazing documentary, which you should watch. It's fantastic.
You want to live that long to where people are like, he died, right? No, I just saw him at Trader Joe's. And you're like, doing what? I think dying. Yeah.
But I love a resurgence of an old, like, not, I'm not saying like old, but like a pop star from the past. You know?
Yeah.
Like when they play a song in the right episode of television that everyone's like, Oh, yeah, that was a good song.
Well, real quick, and this is probably something most people are thinking about on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
What pop star in, say, let's say 30 years,
mm-hmm.
do you anticipate making a sweet, sweet, you know, reprisal of their careers? And I'm going to just throw a couple names in the hat for you.
Okay.
Nick Lachey.
No.
It's one of the O-Town guys.
No. They performed at Heart the other day.
Evan and Jaren.
No. What about women, though? Men aren't really charted as much as women do.
Jessica Simpson.
She's doing it on TikTok right now.
Mandy Moore.
Candy's pretty good. Go on.
Shakira.
No. She measures her jellies in the fridge. It's weird.
What's that?
That's how she found her husband cheating on her. She was measuring the jelly, and she's like, I don't eat jelly. Yeah. And so, like, her, isn't that weird?
So, a woman he had over was in the fridge.
Eating her jelly.
And Shakira saw the jelly.
She's
was...
She's like, that's not where I left it last time. So, who's cheating because you don't eat jelly? Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Do you think she sings that after she catches every man she's ever been with in an adulterated situation?
They're just naked on the couch. She's like, look at my breast cross for and humble. Yeah, and they're like, Shakira, goddammit, she's here again.
You ate too much Captain Crunch. You're like, I know you don't. I know you're a Frosted Flakes man. I don't do voices, but you know.
Yeah, that's what happened. But I will answer your question because here's my pick. 30 years from now, Fiona Apple.
Oh, great call.
We're going to have Criminal in a show, and it's going to be like, oh, yeah. Even like a Tori Amos.
Wait, is who sings the, I've been a bad, bad boy?
That's Fiona Apple.
Gotcha. Who Tori Amos does?
Tori Amos is like, caught a light sneeze. Yeah.
And then there's Jewel. You could throw Jewel in the mix.
My hands are small,
I know.
Yeah, but it's always women.
Yours,
because guess what? On the way over here, I was listening to Andy Cohen's Kiki Radio on Sirius XM. Humble brag. And guess what song came on? Those old 2000 songs are having like a resurgence.
Lilith Fair came on.
Not Lilith Fair, but she was in Lilith Fair.
Yeah.
Sarah McLachlan's Delirium. Do you remember that? Sarah McLachlan and Delirium. It was a group, and they had a song called Heaven Holds a Sense of Wonder. And there was a time where we jammed out to like Celtic moods.
Fuck yeah.
Do you remember? It was like Honey Monamasiha. Like,
Dude, I would walk by in a Target and see, now that's what I call Celtic sounds of 98. And I was like, dude.
All right.
Yes.
We did it. We jammed out to it. Like, there was a song. There's an album called The Pulse. There's an album called Fired Up. Yeah. I turn to you. Like,
dude, there was a time where you couldn't buy a pan flute online because they were all sold out.
All sold.
Unless you fucking had some Zelda fetish.
Now that's what I call pan flute. Release your inner satyr. Yep.
Oh man, McLaughlin though, she ain't going anywhere.
No.
Because Dawson's Creek ain't going anywhere.
No.
And also Sick Dogs ain't going anywhere.
Well, Dawson's Creek was Paula Cole. Open up your morning light.
I thought that was McLaughlin.
No, McLaughlin is Angel. Arms of the Angel. Like, what's another one that she did? She was in City of Angels.
Cole. Where the fuck is Paula Cole at?
Shaving her pits somewhere. I don't know. I have no clue. Where have all the cowboys gone? Where's Paula Cole?
That is one of her lyrics.
Yeah. Now, here's somebody that in 30 years will we be talking to, because I want to get into some of the stories for this week. Super Bowl. Are you excited, Philly Deal?
I'm going, yeah.
You're going?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I'm going to do some shows and then some
Super Bowl
interview stuff. And then,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Kansas City versus Philadelphia.
You got it.
God.
I'm rooting for the Chiefs.
Okay. Did you? I'm like, great.
Yeah, no, I was waiting.
That is,
I was like, we don't have to
wonderful.
Talk about this if you don't want to.
I am rooting for Rihanna.
Yeah.
Because everyone's really excited. They're like, what is she going to do? Is she going to do like a 15-minute long makeup tutorial? What's going to happen?
Hilarious. Yeah, she's, I mean, this is a big get for the Super Bowl, I feel like.
You think so?
Well, where's she been? You know, I think the Super Bowl loves to go, remember this?
Go.
Right? Last year was Eminem, right? Snoop, everybody, and that
Mary
was a nice throwback.
Yeah.
Even when, I guess when Coldplay did, when I went to, the last one I went to was my Seahawks versus Denver in New York, and Bruno Mars did it, and it was incredible. But they were pretty established, and like, it made sense. But this feels like I always get curious too, like, you know how sometimes, you know, when an actor gets a job, you know, and you're like, oh, that's, but like, who else was up for it? They clearly weren't the main. Like Jim Carrey, when he played was it the Riddler in Batman Forever?
Uh-huh.
I heard Robin Williams was supposed to do that and didn't, so then it was Jim Carrey, which I'm like, oh, how many of those parts were they like up for? But same thing with the Super Bowl. I'm like, was Rihanna the first choice, or were they like, what's Paula Cole doing right now?
Oh, God, could you imagine?
Get me Paula Cole and Jewel.
Just a Lilith Fair Super Bowl halftime?
Oh, completely, yeah, so.
Come to my window. Just like
but people still twerking.
Oh, every bunker person comes out and sees the sun for the first time. They're like, finally, our lesbians have called us. Yes.
Elaine, put the soup on. I don't know who that was. I don't do characters either. But that would be, people would watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what Rihanna's doing. The people will watch it.
Really excited for it. You know, everyone, of course, is just like, who is she going to bring? And I'm like, just let her do her.
Yeah, what
My
the fuck?
God, she just had a baby. Leave her alone.
Leave
just
her alone.
Super Bowl.
Let her go up there and,
And she's nominated for an Oscar for her song from Wakanda Forever, which still, like, it's a sad song.
Really?
Ugh. Lift me up. Oh.
Oh, that's her.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So, anyways, everyone's excited about Rihanna performing, except for this guy, who's a priest. So, this guy, Pastor Gerald A. Johnson, took to TikTok, because I love a priest on TikTok.
You know what? I've been saying this since TikTok came out. Where are the priests at?
Yeah. Hashtag FYP, FY priest.
Yo, I want
it's the four-year priest page.
Yo, give me that priest content.
Yeah, what's the priest on TikTok saying? So he said he died. Yeah. He went to hell after he died. He suffered a heart attack and allegedly died in 2016. Pastor Johnson claims he found himself in the blazing inferno instead of the pearly white gates, where he claimed he encountered, quote, indescribable happenings that he wouldn't wish on his worst enemy.
He saw hell. I mean, kind of awesome.
He says he stumbled across a room where demonic advocates sang torturous renditions of hits like Rihanna's Umbrella.
This is so specific.
Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy, and Jasmine Sullivan's Bust Your Windows.
Oh, it would have been like, and Raffi's Down by the Bay, where the watermelons grow in hell.
In hell.
That is bonkers.
I know. He also says he knew that on Earth, a lot of the lyrics, music, and songs were inspired by demons because, of course, and this TikTok got over 4 million views. Every lyric to every song is so torment, you as... Wait, he doesn't even speak English, right? You as to the fact that you didn't worship God through music when you were on the earth. Why was a man of God cast into hell in the first place? Well, he says the answer came from Jesus himself. Yep, you heard it right. Who said that the priest secretly wished punishment on those he didn't forgive, resulting in his temporary damnation. Mm. So now Rihanna, and I'm kind of here for it. If Bobby McFerrin, Rihanna, and Jasmine Sullivan are like the, you know, soundtrack to hell, I'm here for it.
Mary fuck kill. And also, yeah, if you get to hell and you remember anything, you got to come back and tell people, even if it makes you look as crazy as this guy, you know, is. Mm-hmm. You got to share your story, right? It's like you survive a tsunami, tell people what you were thinking about.
Yeah.
As you were, like, I almost drowned in a wave pool at Wild Waves once in Seattle.
Did you?
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Oh.
What music did you hear? Like, that's the number. What was the soundtrack like?
Great question.
Celtic moods.
I heard a carry a legion on the road and I won't travel by Steve Winwood.
I would do that.
Yeah. No, I don't. I think I heard just the screams of other kids and then the own gurgle scream combo of me as I tried to come up for air.
Jesus.
That was terrifying.
And then Valerie, call me Valerie. Another Steve Winwood classic.
That song's full of just synth. And Steve, do you think Steve Winwood was just fucking his way through the 80s? Or do you think
you were in a show about it. Yes.
Yeah. You think Steve Winwood was at a table at Chippendales?
Not at Chippendales, but he might have gone.
Yeah.
I don't think he had a VIP pass, but I think he probably like checked it out.
Yeah. It seemed like a spot that maybe even if you, that's not for you, you're like, I got to go see what it's like.
Got to go see what it's like. Even if gay or straight, just be like, what's all this talk about? You know, but I'd be so in the closet in the 80s that I'd be like, let's get some girls together and like, go see what's happening.
Whoa.
I brought Coke. You know, I'd be that guy.
Yeah. A lot of Coke in the 80s.
For sure. However, I want to go back to Rihanna real quick because very specific song, Umbrella.
Real quick, is she going to perform pregnant Ali Wong style at the Super Bowl?
God, she should. No, she had the baby.
Gotcha.
But that would be amazing.
Right?
It's never happened before.
No one's done it.
But she will do a rendition of Umbrella. And I'm going to say Umbrella was number one back in the early 2000s.
Loved it.
But it was one of those songs that like waterboarded me. Yeah. You know, it was like Gwen Stefani. That's my shit. B-A-N-A. I was like, there was a lot of spelling in the early 2000s.
Yeah,
Fergalicious.
That's right.
Umbrella was one of those songs. It didn't spell, but it was just like, Ella, Ella, A.
Yeah.
A.
She's like, that's 45 seconds of the song right there.
So maybe it was a little satanic for the priest. Where, yeah. You know, there is also that lyric in Umbrella. I don't know if you've heard it, but it's like, when the blood and the birds fall out of the sky, hell will have a reckoning. Ella, A. You don't really hear it a lot on radio edits, but... it's there, and it might be in Latin. So
it's Ricky Martin singing it.
But I'm really excited about that. Now, moving on to our next story. You used to work at Universal Studios.
Correct.
Now, it's always sad when a ride closes, right? And I don't know if you heard about Splash Mountain finally closing.
What?
You didn't know that? Are you okay?
I stopped going to splashmountain.com for updates last year. Mm-hmm. What's happening with this ride?
They closed it because it's racist.
Somebody died?
Well, I'm sure people have died on it before. You know, there's all those stories of like people scattering ashes on the rides and stuff.
Oh, I 1,010% believe that the stories we hear of people falling off coasters and fucking slides is a quarter of what's actually happening.
Cover up, for
sure.
You
know how many people have probably had fucking seizures in Toontown?
Go on.
Not raps. I'm talking about body shakes from top to bottom. Ugh. Oh, man. The last time I was at Disneyland, I saw probably four different pockets of people convulsing or heat exhaustion or straight up attacks of the heart. And
in Toontown?
All over the park, man.
Wow.
The park's just a stimulation city.
Well, yeah. You're also eating like large amounts of just sugar and...
Oh, a Diet Coke and a funnel cake will put you into cardiac arrest.
Yeah, and you're in like the Anaheim sun in the summertime.
Yeah.
But that's what we're here for,
That sounds like a McLaughlin song. The Anaheim sun in the summertime.
Or like a Lana Del Rey song, like Seizures in Toontown.
From the makers of Guys and Dolls.
But they closed down Splash Mountain.
Bummer.
Because it was, you know, Song of the South is very racist. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's very... It has like
Zippity-Doo-Dah, like, What is that code for?
We can't say that anymore.
For real?
No, I don't know.
The code was...
What did you say? Out! This is a welcoming podcast.
The song actually, when you break it down, means don't let the Jews use the bathroom. You're like, oh, is that... Well, Disney... Okay, yeah. I loved this ride. This was no joke my favorite ride. Can you imagine Zippity Doodah was... They sang that while they were like pushing... Like,
that's what you hear in hell as well. Yeah. That's Zippity Doodah.
Talk about Hell Elements, which is a great band name. Hell Elements is a big part of this ride. When you, after that first drop, it's dark, and before Zippity Doodah takes its course and the animals start popping up, which on an edible is the freakiest, because they're like, poof, I'm not real, or am I? And that's, for me, is always too much, and I'm too high. But the drops are fun. Mm-hmm. The darkness is like appropriate, but I can see why. I can see some of the racial tendencies now.
Yeah, people didn't really like the darkness undertones of the ride.
I think
ride.
There was like a black penguin. Unnecessary.
There's like a tar baby, and like it's one of those. Yeah. It's like the only VHS like Disney quote classic you cannot find anywhere. So there was like petitions to like, hey, let's close the ride. It had its run. Like it's been around since the 90s. Like, you know,
who spoke up?
I don't know. Brer Rabbit. I don't really know. I'm sure maybe. No, I'll tell you who spoke up. Princess Tiana. She said, no, thank you. We're turning this ride into the Princess and the Frog, Tiana's Bayou. And it's going to be amazing.
We do. Wait, are you saying the girl who played Princess Tiana at the park?
No, Anika Noni Rose did not. No.
You just reminded me of when I worked. I thought you meant the girl at the park, because when I worked at Universal, we would have these character meetings.
Uh-huh.
I was Wolverine. Did a myriad of jobs there. Tour guide, Fear Factor live show, New York cop. Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Slow down, John Stamos. You're going too fast. Save some hair gel for the rest of us. Nice, is what Stamos said to me. Easy actor guy. So I'm playing Wolverine, and we have these character meetings, and there's a guy who plays Groucho Marx.
Uh-huh.
There's fucking Captain America, who's just a guy who drives a Jetta. And but there's a guy who shows up when he's not working in Spider-Man apparel.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, you can take the day off. And then there's Shrek, Fiona. We're all... Lucy, fucking, we're all in the break room.
It's hungover.
Hilarious. Oh, totally. And to hear certain conversations in certain costumes was something I will cherish forever. But we have this character meeting, and it's, you know, big, just the news of the day. Guys, Spielberg's in the park. Like, so be on the lookout. And it's going to be a hot day. And it's, you know, we've reached a record 230,000 people. So be on your best, whatever. And then now comments, concerns of how everything's going. And some people, you know, Green Goblin, Jerry. I feel like the breaks are getting shorter every week. I feel like their time, we're on time. We're not getting pulled off set when it's too hot in the park. Well, we'll look into that, Jerry. Thank you. Brian and the guy who played Groucho Marx would always ask his questions in character. And it was awesome.
Never an off day.
And a soap in the bathroom is And I forgot, I don't know how he talks, but I just remember he would always grow his mustache, and I would just watch him, and I was like, dear God, he was like, let's open the bathroom's a little pottery, don't you think? And our boss would be like, yeah, okay. And watching her try to respond to him in character was just really funny. Anyway, that's what I thought you were referring to when the princess...
No, but I mean, I could have you back, and we could just do a whole episode of your theme park trauma.
Oh my God.
That's like so amazing.
Start the clock.
Please do. no, but like, yeah, Tiana, who the character of... From Princess and the Frog. She is taking over Splash Mountain.
Oh, that's what the ride will be.
They're going to make it Tiana's Bayou Adventure, which I'm excited because we don't have a Princess Tiana ride yet.
So they're like, this is Southern and racist, so make
it. And people are pissed off about it, but I'm like, you know what? We took off Tower of Terror and we made it Guardians of the Galaxy. What is the difference?
Yeah. So they'll keep...
That's a classic ride.
So the drop, they'll probably change. Yeah.
The drop will still be the same. You're just going to have fireflies and like, you know, magnolia flowers and a crocodile playing the trumpet. That's it. Relax. Relax. You're going to have a heart attack in Toontown later in the day. Just calm down.
A crocodile playing the two stuff had like an out of touch mom that's just like, these kids are down at the school dance and fingering each other's mouths, and there's a crocodile playing the trumpet. Just doesn't know what's going on, but everyone's fucking.
But here's the outrage, because Universal Studios just solidly roasted Disney park goers.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Disney and Universal going at it because.
Well, Disney took our Marvel characters away.
Oh, that's right.
I was there when that happened, and a guy who played Spider-Man walked in. He was like,
Did
you see the news? And I was just like, you got your life back? Because you've been doing this for 18 years. Jay. And, you know, look, it's been your livelihood. I get it. Go to law school, baby. You always wanted to finish up. Disney bought Marvel, so I guess that's just it. And it was sad, though. Some of these people were lifers, and that was a wrap. But what did Disney do to Universal?
I mean, you know, everyone has a different journey.
They were in a tweet war.
Oh, yeah, there's a tweet war because apparently when they closed down Splash Mountain, there were people who were like, we're going to make a buck off this. We're going to be rich, see? So now they're selling. These guys have gone in, and girls probably, have gone in with bottles of water and are selling the Splash Mountain water on eBay. Allegedly Splash Mountain water. Yes. And yeah, so here's the tweet from Universal. If we just scroll down a little bit here.
Who do you judge more? Someone who buys Splash Mountain water or somebody who buys a jarred fart from Stephanie Matto from 90 Day Fiancé?
Oh, good question.
We can come back to it.
I mean, both are trash, right? Are they scams? I don't know. I think the girl who farts in a jar, that's kind of legit. Splash Mountain water? Let me see the receipts.
Yeah. How can you fact check it?
Yeah.
Taste the chlorine?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Mm. Yeah. If it's Pirates of the Caribbean water, I'll know.
Yeah.
But no one's selling that. But hey, water hoarders, take note, you know? So this guy says, hey, this ride is made, the water's made for splashing, not drinking. So this is a ride in Orlando. And they're like, this is their, you know, Universal Splash Mountain. I just thought it was a weird story that people are like, oh, the ride's closed, but the legacy will live on. You can own a bottle of our infamous water.
Oh, God, imagine going to the house where that is stored and on a shelf in a presentational manner.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like, I mean, shit, maybe, you know, you're going over to your soon-to-be mother-in-law's house, and she's like, do you want to see my knick-knack room? And you go, oh, yeah, for sure, Barb. I've got so many treasures and trolls and trobes and whatever the word is and gadgets and gizmos.
Oh,
you got it.
Uh-huh.
I love that song. Oh. I've got it actually written down and framed up here next to my Splash Mountain water bottle filled with actual water from the ride.
I don't know, Grandma. That's just a Dasani bottle.
Oh, fuck you, cunt.
I'm sorry. Zippity doo Dasani.
There's no way to tell.
I mean, I just think it's so stupid. But I just wanted to talk about this before we actually get into more unhinged women stories. Florida woman. There it is. Next story. No, I'm just kidding. Florida woman was rescued from a storm drain for the third time in less than 2 years.
I mean,
I don't even know where to begin. So this Florida woman, I'm going to read a little bit of the story, was pulled from a storm drain for the third time in 2 years last week. The Delray Beach Police Department said if officers and firefighters...
Yeah, that's my favorite beach.
...was responded to a report of a woman possibly in distress while swimming in a canal near the 500 block of Lindell Boulevard.
Burr and I went to that beach after we did the local theater.
This woman, they asked if she needed help. Are you Snagglepuss?
No, it's me, Dean. What time's my spot? I got a 10:45 at the Delray Beach Fire Rescue Special Operations.
Oh, my God.
You rock.
So this woman reportedly ignored the police officers and climbed into a storm drain pipe. The Delray police, there it is, Dean Delray police,
said
she refused to come out and began crawling farther into the culvert pipe, which crossed under Lindell Boulevard.
Oh.
Firefighters were able to keep her between the two sections of the pipe, and they had a ladder to get her out. She appeared to have no minor injuries and was treated on the scene before being transported. Now,
all right.
So sure.
So she's all good.
So this happened one time, but according to local news outlets, at the time, Kennedy told police she went swimming in a canal near her boyfriend's house. The same night her boyfriend reported her missing while swimming, she said she entered a doorway and noticed a tunnel. She followed the tunnel until she got lost.
Here's our problem. Hey, tunnel followers.
Yeah, don't follow tunnels in ditches.
What are you doing?
She'd been walking in the sewer system for about 3 weeks.
Okay. She's trying to find the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, seriously.
Or she's on, she's on some pills.
She also said she's been living off in an unopened can of ginger ale she found in the drain while looking for a way out.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Use your voice. Maybe. Hello, I'm stuck down here. Can anyone hear me? Look at her.
Was this like some weird challenge from an ex?
God,
I'm supposed to stay with a woman who came in, walked through a tunnel for 3 weeks and survive on ginger. I'm out, Tina.
Yeah, she's now the new spokesperson for what's that ginger ale drink? Exactly.
What is it?
You know the Canada Dry? What
there
is it?
Okay. Canada Dry.
Go back up. This is actually pretty
Which
funny
is a
right
great
here.
Strip club for MILFs over 70.
Canada Dry. Get out of here.
I don't know.
But I love that the police finally contacted her mother, who said that she had a history of mental illness. She's a frequent user of illegal narcotics and has a history of doing odd things and, quote, making bad decisions.
Well, she's got to cut out sugar. It changed my life. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to say the face always matches a crime.
But it does. Look at those crazy googly eyes.
Looks like she has a Carole Baskin hoodie. Do you know what I'm saying? And she doesn't wear it ironically.
I just like adventure in my life.
Oh, I would love a zoo filled with creatures like that. But, you know, you got to take care of them and pet them and feed.
Oh, God, she's a mushroom person.
No, it's in my I think it's my asthma or maybe my hair, my herpes. I got herpes on the inside of my tongue. I try to go to Dr. Pimple Popper, but they don't take my insurance.
Oh, my God, Shelly, you look great. Thanks, I'm on this ginger ale diet. It's all a drink. I go to an abandoned storm drain and find a Canada Dry, and I drank it. I don't ask questions. I look great.
A lot of people find stuff they just don't try. You got to find it and drink it to know if you like it or not.
Who needs Ozempic to stay thin when you can find, you know, drainage ginger?
Drainage ginger ale. Hi, sharks. Tired of walking through tunnels late at night and not finding compassion or companionship? Well, introduce a tunnel ginger ale. It's basically piss. But it's not my piss, so that don't make it weird.
You know what? Piss is piss. We all come from
piss
the same
piss.
Trash.
We all come from the same trash. Oh, you ain't drinking piss? Well, why are we even talking right now? No, I'm just joshing. But I'll take you to the tunnel if you want to see it. It's not too far. You got to walk through a canal, have your boyfriend drop you off, then leave.
Oh, this ain't my first time in the rodeo.
I never sat on a chair that was massaging itself a little too hard at Brookstone. Oh, they'll let you stay there as long as you want if you're polite to the manager. Oh, yeah. I don't think it's getting every inside of my butt. But just don't say stuff like that.
She's been through a lot. This is her third drainage ditch that she fell in. We're just going to let her talk for a while.
That's on the talk show of the guy. Anyway, we'll be right back with Lindsay Kennedy on today's show. She fell in a drain again, and we'll see how she kept herself busy when we come back.
Baby Jessica's watching the TV like, son of a bitch! I only did it once!
Yeah.
Okay, more unhinged women. A woman found a lookalike online and killed her to fake her own death. Now, ladies, you don't have to do this. A German woman is accused of murdering a lookalike she found on Instagram in an elaborate attempt to fake her own death. She's identified as a 23-year-old. She killed a beauty blogger in Germany last August. Khadija O had been brutally stabbed more than 50 times with her body left on the back seat of this woman's Mercedes. She was identified by her boyfriend. When the body was found, police traced the car's registration to this woman. Given the corpse had been disfigured, investigators assumed that she was the victim. However, a subsequent autopsy report uncovered that the actual victim was Khadija, prompting an investigation into the bizarre case dubbed the doppelganger murdered by German media.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, I mean, these girls...
Oh, my God.
Okay. I mean...
So she killed her so she wanted people to think she was dead so she could get what?
I don't know. Just, Splash Mountain water?
Yeah. Assume the dead wanted to go into hiding. Okay.
She just wanted to fake her own death, and she met this girl online and killed her.
Due to internal disputes with her family. So she wanted to make her family upset. It's the whole thing about, right, when you're, to be able to see the way people would treat you or react to your death, right? It's like she just, that's in a level of attention and narcissism that she wanted to be around for. So it sounds, disputes with her family, for sure.
And
she also strikes me as someone who's just like, you'll be so sad when I'm dead.
Ooh.
And they're like, we don't give a fuck, Lynn, or what's
her
name?
You can always tell
Gabuji,
when.
Sharaban. And they're like, we don't give a fuck. And she's like, you're going to be so sad when I'm dead.
You're going to regret saying that.
What if I just killed my lookalike?
Ooh. I mean, it's morbid.
It's a great movie.
Morbid. Oh, it'll be on Lifetime next Christmas, starring Candace Cameron Bure.
Cameron Bure. She'll be like, oh, I want to kill my...
It's called A Killer Christmas.
Candace Cameron Bure.
I mean, but here's the thing.
Mario will be in it.
This goes for guys and girls, too. You can tell at least for me, I'm starting to be able to tell a person's level of craziness slash narcissism.
How?
By the filters they use. Look at that filter on that one on the left.
See, I assume...
She looks like one of the cocoon things that came out of the human skin. Remember in Cocoon? Those aliens that unzip?
I haven't heard remember in Cocoon since Cocoon came out in conversation. I don't think I've heard drink five if you're playing the remember in Cocoon drinking game.
Do you remember Cocoon?
Every time Justin asks his guests if they remember Cocoon.
Have you ever done cocaine watching Cocoon?
I knew Bob Barker was alive.
Wow. I mean,
that's what Bob Barker's doing right now with his beauties. Come on, just come over, sit around, we'll watch TV, talk about the good old days. Like, all right, just don't look at me weird again.
Oh, this is the part where they take off their skin.
You ever done cocaine in Cocoon?
Grandpa! Oh, this is the sad part. Grandpa leaves forever, goes to the moon or something, shit.
You know, Richard Dreyfuss auditioned for this movie.
Oh, that's the kid from Never Ending Story. He was locked in his school attic, remember? Remember the luck dragon?
Yeah, but then he rode that dog and...
Okay. Oh, this is the best episode. This is so fun. All right. Now, 90s were huge, obviously. We had, what was the movie with Drew Barrymore? Never
Will
Been
Smith.
Kissed?
Oh, yeah. We've Never Been Kissed.
We never had, Been Kissed. So this woman, who was 29, was arrested for allegedly posing as a high school student in New Jersey.
Awesome.
Which I was kind of like, so?
We're all trying to relive our youth.
I know? Am. Do you ever have dreams about like being in school? And like, but like,
go on.
But like now, but you're in high school or college again, and you're just kind of, and you wake up and you're like, oh God, I didn't study for my test. And you're like, I haven't been in school in like,
yes, I've had
5 years.
I've had the school of theater, the play one, where I'm like, I'm going on, and I don't know any of the lines.
I've had that.
But then like, there's a fun to it where it's like, all right, well, I'm a way better improviser now than I was in high school.
Oh, you guys are gonna get a show.
So I'm like, all right, this could be fun.
Uh huh.
But I couldn't say all the things I wanted to because I had this like high school filter. Almost like, you know, almost like the way you would buzz a dog if it like, you know.
Yeah, tried the to, Pavlov or yeah. whatever.
So I couldn't say everything I wanted to in my dream. It was weird. Like, yeah. I wanted to improvise certain things, but it's almost like my dream was like, dude, don't fuck with the integrity of The Wiz.
Of The Wiz?
Yeah, which was the show. Yeah, I played the Tin Man in The Wiz in Shortcrest High School's production of The Wiz in 2004. We had, that's definitely a heavily African-American cast. We had, I think, I don't know, 28 whites.
Oh, okay.
One black girl and my Filipino bud, Chris De Leon,
give him a shout out.
And then I was the Tin Man, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you'd
and
be
I
a
got
good Tin
stuck.
Man.
I got stuck real quick on opening night. They only taped opening night.
Mm-hmm.
For the productions, and I would do the ballad. What would I do if I could suddenly feel, right, that whole thing.
Mm.
And he's like, I wish I could get hard and fuck one of those trees, you know. And then
this is like if Michael McDonald was a Tin Man.
Yeah. Hey, Lion, come on. Taking it to the streets. I don't know. That's, Michael
he's
McDonald.
On down the road. Yeah. But wait.
So then my medal, our director / costume designer decorated me with like all these like silverware. He was a very eccentric, crazy. And he's like, well, put on like, you know, spatulas and all the shit on you. And then I got stuck to the scarecrow as I'm singing the ballad. And all his fucking hay got stuck to me. And literally right after the ballad ends, it was supposed to go into this full on slide some oil to me. And there was like a fucking 10 person tap dancing behind me. And he stuck to me. So we start dancing around while he stuck to me and the audience could tell.
There's nothing I love more than a high school theater.
Falling apart. Have you seen the Peter Pan
with the wall? Oh, have you seen the Glinda the Good Witch, where the woman comes out and she's like, "Don't worry, children," and just fucking falls and snaps in half. Have you seen Toto run off the stage and fall? There's so many of them. It's my favorite thing ever.
YouTube rabbit hole right now.
Go.
Oh man.
Yes.
Peter Pan fails is great. High school theater blunders. Oh man.
Oh, I had one where I had
the parents are so like, oh God, but then they laugh too. Like
they have to.
Yeah.
I had a monologue in school once. It was like a 3-page monologue and I had it all memorized down and I had forgotten it. It was like opening night or maybe like a couple days after. And I stood out there and I'm like, here it is. I'm going to give my monologue. And I just went, I like to read and that's it. And I walked off the stage and everyone was like, what the fuck? What did he just say? Like, it wouldn't even, there was nothing about reading, or I don't even know what it was. The director comes up to me afterwards and she's like, I don't know what happened. What happened? You were prepared for this. You were, what?
This was your moment to shine.
I'm like, I'm sorry, my studies, I'm just, just leave me alone. I'm a person.
I'm drowning in words.
I can't. The business is hard and I'm only 17. You know, like, it was the worst, but it was so fun. But this, okay, back to this. This woman, she got arrested. She got inspired by the movie. Investigators accused this woman of providing a fake birth certificate meant to convince officials that she was eligible to enroll in this high school. She'd gone to classes for 4 days before she was caught. And she shared, I guess, the reporter shared a video on Twitter about her remarks. She spent most of her time at the high school meeting with counselors who were trying to learn more about her. The superintendent said the school staff ultimately determined that she had used fraudulent information to gain enrollment and immediately notified the appropriate authorities. So she was just chilling. She just wanted to like learn what high school was all about. I mean, the teachers are doing worse with the students. Am I right? Ba-doom-ts. No. They said, this is an unfortunate event. Communication has been provided to the parents. I mean, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And she's 29 and can pass as a high schooler? Good for her.
Well, here's a little added piece of information. It was reported that students feared Shin may have been trying to lure young people into sex work.
Well, there's that.
So...
Was that in there?
This started off where she was like, I just want to go back and relive the glory days. Remember social studies? I don't, which is why I'd love to go back and try again. See if I can get that B plus to an A minus. And then she was like, and if, you know, if I find a couple of horny teens that want to suck off strangers for rent money, then so be it. I don't know why she sounds
you
like.
Turned into, fucking, you turned into Wilford, what's his name, from Cocoon, the Werther's original.
I'm glad Trash Bags and Richard Dreyfuss. Wait, Wilford Brimley was the garbage man, or the garbage bag guy, right? He was like, I like raisins, diabetes, and trash bags. Not in that order. Don't sue me or cancel me. I don't know. Can you cancel a guy who's dead?
I just love that I left out that important detail. It's like, she just wants to live her glory days. The kids were afraid.
This is why we need two eyes on every story. Attempts to contact Shin for comment were unsuccessful on Friday. Well, yeah, she's chilling over the weekend. And it was unclear if an attorney is representing her. Her arrest came about 4 years after a man in his 20s posed as a high school student and was the best player on his campus's basketball team.
See?
That's awesome. I did see some posts on Instagram about maybe a month ago, 2 weeks ago. What is time, man?
What is time?
And this kid was like six. John, do you see this? This kid was like 6'10" and like in the fourth grade. And everybody was like, oh, this is going to be the next Shaq. But I was like, there's no way that's a real
child.
Yeah, it just can't be. But I don't know. But every now and then there is. Then you see people that get to the NFL, the NBA that are freak bodies that you're like, and then you see, you know, high school, middle school, and you're like, all right, they grow spurted quick. But fifth and sixth grade to be over 6'5".
It's weird.
Yeah.
I feel bad for those kids. I had a bad growth spurt.
Yeah, you did.
I was like 5'3", and then I went from like 5'3" to 6 foot, like
7 inches?
Eighth grade to like freshman year in high school. I was just, kill me. Like, it was just my bones. It was awful. Ears were out here, like my neck, like. Just wait. My mom like sent me a whole bunch of Throwback Thursday photos, and I'm like, oh shit! Like, it's a lot of there.
Five,
I haven't
three to
posted.
6 feet. So yeah, your body was just trying to figure out.
Oh, I was just slender and weird. I look like ET, like when he's excited.
That's so funny.
Yeah, what? It was a lot. It was a lot. Okay, we have time for a couple more stories.
Great.
Let's see here. We've got. Keeping it with school, this story came out today. A suburban school worker stole 11,000 cases of chicken wings in a $1.5 million embezzlement scheme. You know what? Go off. I say good for her. This woman, who worked as the director of food services, stole more than 11,000 cases of chicken wings over a 19-month period. She worked for the director of food services at the school district. She was charged with felony continuing financial crimes, enterprise, and theft exceeding of $1 million, also a felony. She said that allegedly she placed hundreds of unauthorized orders to food items, particularly chicken wings, with the district's main supplier. She placed the orders separate from the district's legitimate orders and billed the school district for items, believing that she was authorized to make the purchases on its behalf. Okay. So she's just selling side pieces.
Yeah.
As side pieces. You know what?
I don't know. I always assume like the lunch ladies in school were stealing extra pizza boats and marinara milks. Fucking,
they knew what they were in
they
for.
Get paid shit. Like, I don't know.
Did you ever barter with your lunch lady?
Oh, yeah. Well, I had to do emergency lunch a lot, which was the single mom poor kid. You forgot your lunch or didn't have any money to buy it. And you're like, could I get emergency lunch?
Oh,
like, yeah. It's a half eaten grilled cheese and milk that's been smelled. And you're like, how do you smell the milk?
Oh, the smell. Yeah.
Here you go.
No, in the paper carton. No,
that's not a real thing. But emergency lunch was very real. And emergency clothes. If you fucking, oh, my God. Picture Adam Fat Kid, right? And emergency clothes were for, like, on rainy days at recess. If it came a rain and pouring out of nowhere and you fell in the mud and you were covered in shit and fucking shame, you went to the nurse and you're like, could I get emergency clothes? And they're like, sure, Fat Adam. How's a purple turtleneck that doesn't fit and black sweatpants that kind of fit? And you go, I'll take it. I've always wanted to look like I worked backstage crew on Cats. And so then you walk into your fucking, you walk back into your classroom after class is resumed, just in a different outfit.
Yeah.
That doesn't fit.
Uh-huh.
And everyone's just like, emergency clothes.
Emergency clothes.
Yeah. But emergency clothes, emergency food. Emergency food was probably worse. But
that's a side hustle, though. She's like, you want chicken wings? I got them. Come on over here, man.
I love this woman, what she's doing. Also, there's, you know, they probably had too many chicken. I don't know. If you can outsmart the that end of the food world, good on you.
I think it's good, you know, and I applaud our lunch ladies all over because kids are trash. So, you know what? I also do want a Fat Adam Marvel or a DC universe. It could be like Black Adam, but Fat Adam,
oh,
but with the
God.
Line of the story is Shazam. So yeah, Fat Adam turns into like Cool Adam now.
Hello, Hollywood?
Yes.
Oh, yes. No, Candace Cameron Bure is not going to be in it. Okay, great. Then you will make it. I don't know.
Oh, so she said yes. Perfect.
What did her brother Kirk Cameron both say about gays?
I don't know. Something along the lines of they're terrible and will ruin your children. Don't even let them read to them.
Ah, that's going to be a problem.
Maybe
get Rock Voorhees on the phone.
Oh, okay. I think we have time for one more story.
We gotta.
Yep. All right. So, people, you know, they say don't judge a book by its cover.
Unless that book is titled Nazis Rule, Jews Drool.
There is that.
Then judge the book and the writer.
Judge it all. But, you know, I feel like now that we're getting back out into the open, we should look at each other and say good morning and hold the door open for one another.
I'm big on that.
A little more friendly, you know?
Real quick, how do you view people that don't say thanks when you hold the door for them?
Oh, I hate them.
Is that a quick, like, yeah. Delete my number.
Get out of here.
Like, I hope something bad happens to you in the near future.
Oh, I have a story. Hold on. This reminds me. Okay, so I don't even remember what year this was. I think I just moved to LA from Texas. So I was like Mr. Manners, had a cowboy hat on and boots.
Oh.
Throwback Thursday. It'll happen. I'm telling you.
That's a great version of Justin.
Oh, just
he's in there.
Gay cowboy. I was Brokeback Mountain before Brokeback Mountain.
Did you wear the hat and ride the bullet saddle ranch? Be honest.
No. I didn't do that. No. But I did pass out on a barrel of hay at Gay Pride.
We'll be right back.
And I woke up with a whole bunch of dollar bills around me because they thought that I was ambiance. Ah, still got it. They thought that I was ambiance. They thought like I had passed out. I was so drunk at like this Pride that I had boots on and a cowboy hat. This was the same year Brokeback Mountain came out. And they had like hay set up in the bar, and I like passed out in the hay, and people thought that I was like art.
Well, Matt, you went all out on decorations this year, dude.
And I woke up with like, you know, it was some good cash around me, and I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, did you kind of?
And I took it all home, yeah. And then this black pickup truck picked me up and was like, you want a ride, kid? And I was like, oh.
Hollywood.
And I realized that it was the porn star on the cover of my magazine that I had under my bed. So I was like, I have made it.
No way.
Oh, yeah. And then he was an Uber driver a couple years later. How the mighty have fallen. You know?
You hear that, kids? From porn to Uber.
From porn to Uber.
A Hollywood dream.
Yeah, it's a
one
it's
act
a thing.
By Justin Martindale.
I mean, really, I should just write a book. I think you're about there. I have a book. But this person, okay, we're not supposed to judge. Okay, going back. So no one said thank you in this. You asked me a question about opening the door. So I opened the door for this woman.
Right.
And she just goes, ugh. And I go, I'm opening it. She's like, I can do it myself. And I was like, oh. And I shut it. I was like, well, that was rude.
Yeah.
She was just an independent woman who wanted, I was like, I'm just trying to be nice. Oh, don't do that here.
That's not, that's not what you were saying. It's
yes.
Like, oh, you crippled old, oh, yeah.
She was literally like my age. And I opened the door for her and she was like, ugh, what are you doing? And I go, I'm opening the door for you. She goes, why? I go, because I'm being nice. And she's like, ugh. I was crushed. That was my first like LA moment. I was like, well, this town's different.
Well, she's about to go to a meal shortly after that encounter where she sits down and goes, sorry, I'm late. And the person she's sitting next to is just like, it's over.
Yeah. And then she's like, great. I got to go sell chicken wings undercover now.
Yep.
Like on eBay.
I'm going to go kill my doppelganger.
Craigslist.
Drink some Splash Mountain piss.
So this guy is tired of people looking at him differently. He's from France. Hold on, audience. All right. He's from France. He has had extreme body modification to look like a, quote, black alien. And he's really upset because he says that he can't eat in restaurants anymore. He had a lifelong dream of becoming a black alien and has put his body through several procedures to remove his ears, nostrils, and some of his fingers in order to achieve the look. The Frenchman has admitted that his extreme look has earned him some criticism, and the local restaurants won't serve him on the terrace anymore. Let's take a look at what this guy looks like, if we can. Oh, God! So he took a body modification because he felt he was born in a body he didn't belong to. So he is...
The no nostrils thing is what stood out. Like ears. I don't need you to have ears to be able to stay engaged.
So he identifies as trans alien. Or I guess. That's what I'm assuming. So he's born in the wrong body. He identifies as a black alien.
Who coaches high school softball.
Yeah. He says, if I eat at a restaurant, sometimes the server says I can't eat on the terrace. Wow. He added that changing his body to look more alien-like has boosted his self-confidence. There are people that thank me as they feel more secure now. That now the looks that he gets from other people don't bother him. He's covered his body, including his eyeballs, in tattoos. He's removed his nose and top lip in his bid to look like a black alien.
His teeth look like jelly beans, and that's the second time I've said that today. Hi, I'm Adam Ray. And you know, LA's getting crazy out there. I think every year we walk outside our doors, we go, should I even leave the house today? It's a little... People are cuckoo for cocoa puffs.
It is.
But this guy's got a... piece of the end of a chapstick through his bottom lip.
He looks like if Skeletor was left in a hot car with chapstick and
see the nostrils, yeah,
the eyes, the pupils, and I get it. You know, he probably he's got like a he's got a vision infinity crystal in his forehead.
We've also all been there where you wake up one day and you go, I'm gonna shave today. I want to mix it up.
So that's him before.
Man.
What a dreamer. He's so hot.
Bummer.
That's a good looking... Oh, no.
What did he see?
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Totally. He didn't see it. Or, again, maybe it's a weird... You never know who's got...
Look. But here's the thing. If I'm turning a corner, let's say it's dusk, and I'm on Melrose. Let's ante it up. Let's ante up the fear, you know? And I'm turning right... off a corner, and this guy's coming towards me, I'm going to react. And I'm sorry. I just was not
at
around.
Night, for sure. Daytime, I think. Daytime, you might be
Are
more.
Are you kidding me? Daytime's even worse.
Imagine this guy just coming up to you behind you.
I would
you
be like, the Mothman prophecy is coming to get
the
me.
The grocery store. Do you know where the mayonnaise is?
Yeah, no,
what aisle is the mayonnaise on?
Yeah.
What do you think the doctor thought, like the third time he comes in, he's like, oh, Anthony, Lafredo. Yes, I call my patients by their full name.
God.
What are you doing back here? Well, first of all, loving the no ear thing. The amount of conversations I've been able to get out of has been incredible. Mm. So my nostrils, take them off, shave them down.
It's so weird. But then
no brows.
I'm gonna make a prediction. Here we go. In a couple. I'll say a couple weeks, maybe a couple months.
He's going to change back.
No, he's going to go to a makeup artist and they're going to cover up all his tattoos with like what his skin should have looked like. And he's going to like surprise his mom. She's going to lose it. And she's going to be like, you know what? I don't recognize you with that. And I love you because you're my son. That's why. That's watch. It's gonna happen. This is, I mean,
this is like that.
Good for you. I say do whatever you want. Like,
let's open and close with that for sure. That this ain't, I mean, I don't think it's hurting him, but maybe, I mean, look,
he can't get a job, Adam.
Oh yeah. Oh, I meant like physically.
Where would he work?
Best Buy.
Is there an opening for Wolverine at Universal Studios?
Fuck, dude. Or, I mean, give him a podcast here. I don't know. Shit. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, you're right. And socially, although there's gotta be, there's something for everybody. There's definitely a group out there that wants this guy in their entourage.
Oh,
is he crying in that picture?
Cut to us like hanging out in the hallway with him at the store this week. We're like, hey, we were just talking about you. What's up?
Yeah, dude. What? Yeah. Fingers too.
No fingers. Yeah, he's cut them all off. He's put like shit under his skin. He's like, I'm friends with Quentin Tarantino.
Why isn't
this
a bigger deal?
Wasn't that a trip? Quentin Tarantino was here the other night.
Unreal.
I mean, let's just close it with Quentin Tarantino.
One of the cool parts about being in the city and grinding it out, and if you you get rewarded with cool nights, I think, and sometimes, you know, there's probably been comics out here that have done stand-up 8 times that have, and every time they've done it, but they still go, yeah, I do stand. I've been doing stand 15 years. You know, how many times? Well, I did the Comedy Store like 8 times, like 12 years ago. But all 8 of those times, they like ran into, you know, and I'm just going to give names of people that I've met and ran into at the store because of being in it, which is what I think you get rewarded
and
with.
And this segment's called Name Dropping. Let's do it.
But at the store.
Yeah, Name Dropping at the store.
Robin Williams.
Okay.
Jim Carrey.
Yep.
John Mayer,
mm-hmm.
Brian McKnight,
mm-hmm.
Nelly. Those last three I all met in the bucket seats getting off stage and sitting down, and they were right there. Okay. Nelly elbowed me, and I came, I think, with Chris Spencer, and I get off, and he goes, good job, man. I turn around, and I go, thanks, Nelly. And I look back, and I go, Nelly! And he goes, what up? And then we exchanged emails. And
you exchanged emails with Nelly?
I asked him if he came on my podcast, and he goes, I'm not really in a great place financially.
Oh, whatever. No.
And I was like, we don't have to talk about that. We can talk about everything else that's awesome that you've done.
Now, that's what I call a dilemma.
No matter what I do,
on the Universal tour.
On the Universal lot.
So it was filmed where they did Desperate Housewives at Wisteria Lane.
Wisteria Lane.
So when I did the tour, I would go, and just down there to your right is where Terry Hatcher... And also right there is where Nelly did, and then I would play a music video, and I would cut back and forth from the music video to me with sunglasses and a band-aid on.
God bless you.
And people were all over the country were just like, this guy's gonna make it.
He's a star. You know what? Your Nelly is exactly my Quentin Tarantino. That happened to me when he was here. I was up on stage, did my thing.
Did you know he was there?
Huh. Who?
Quentin in the audience.
He was there.
Yeah, but did you know he was...
No. Okay, so I'm in the hallway. I hear screaming.
Yeah.
Which is normal here, but like really loud, just talking full voice. And I'm like, what the hell? Like Lucas Hurl, Lucas Hurl's on stage, and I had to shut the door because people in the OR were turning around. They're like, what the hell's going on? Now, that's happened before where a drunk woman got dragged out into the hallway. Like, I don't know, that was a couple months ago or whatever. And I was like, oh, I guess I'm just always around there to shut the door or open it back up again.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a noise control guy. So I look over, and it's Quentin Tarantino talking to Marc Maron. And I'm like, can you shut... Quentin, okay, can carry on. I don't know, you know. Talk as loud as you want.
Yes.
I'm not going to hush Quentin Tarantino, right? So I just shut the door. I go on stage and I do my thing. I come back down. I sit in the bucket seats along the wall. Nudge. Hey, man, you're really fucking funny up there. And I was like, thanks, Quentin Tarantino.
Whoa.
And I lost it. I was like, ugh. And I sat there because John was like, sit down next to Quentin Tarantino. And I was like, oh, my God. And I sat down next to him. And I wasn't expecting like a hello or anything. And he just nudged me. He was like, man, you're really good. Shook my hand. I was
so cool, man.
So great. And I left too early. I saw you all got pictures and stuff.
But he was laughing at you. And that's why I got up from that seat. And you're like, I'm going to go get a water. I said, no, you're not. You're going to go sit next to Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah.
He liked you.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was in the main room while I was on stage. And I heard somebody go, and I go, nice laugh, dude. I go, you sound like you were falling out of a hammock. And then I go, who was that? Silence. And I go, who is it? No. And then Emily goes, oh, that was Quentin you were making fun of. And I was like, oh, good thing he didn't like bring it up later. But that's why he didn't say his name, obviously, because I think there's only one Quentin you would think of.
Yeah, I don't
and
know
also,
a lot
his
of
voice
Quentins.
Is pretty distinctive.
I had a moment like years ago where I was like on stage and I'm looking in the, and I heard a ha ha. And I was like, what the hell? And I looked down to the OR and I was like, I'm sorry, are you Macy Gray? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, oh my God, I have to stop my set. We sang I Try in the OR. I had everyone like
get
start
the fuck
acapella,
out of here.
Just did the whole thing. It was like one of those moments at the store. I was like, that was mwah, chef's kiss.
Wow.
And then I had, what's his name? Big and Rich, the little guy who won The Apprentice with the cowboy hat. He was like, you're really funny, motherfucker. And I was like, oh, thanks. Are you big or rich? Or you're not big. You're probably rich, right? And he was like, let's get him a shot. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, take your clothes off. And I'm like, wait, what?
Whoa.
Yeah. And he was like, come on, don't y'all want to see him take his clothes off? And people were like, no, he's on stage working. Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah, the... it is... It's cool. It's better to not know that they're...
there.
That they're there. Yeah. Like a few months ago, I get off and John's like, yo, Kevin Bacon just saw you do stand-up. And I was like, I'm glad I didn't know that. I would have turned it up a notch and probably, you know... tried to write a quick Kevin Bacon joke.
Unless you're Annie. Annie only wants to get up in front of the celebrities.
Oh, I mean.
He'll run from room to room depending on where Quentin's sitting.
I mean, we know. We see the Van Corona pics. You know, it's like, we get it.
I love her. She doesn't even hide it. I love it.
But also, like, what if this black alien guy was sitting front row and you're like, hey, how's everyone doing? Goo-hoo! Like, would
great
you,
question. I yeah. would prob. You know what? I would, if nobody had talked to him yet and it was like, I was two from the end in the main room.
No one, you think no one talked to him yet? Because they're scared.
Because they're scared and yeah. they also maybe don't do crowd work or they don't feel comfortable. Or, in fact, sometimes you'll see people that you go, oh, you're not as comfy breaking the fourth wall. So you're going after this guy because you think you need to.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're like, and then it's just, it's very apparent because it'd be like, dude. It's more instead of inquisitive and maybe trying to get info from him and treat him like a real person and then at some point ask, build yourself like, you know, support from the audience to be like five questions in, be like, dude, that's crazy. So,
but what like, if he's
what
like,
did you do to your, like asking something really fucking crazy that everyone's like, all right, now we can tell you're being not malicious. So maybe you can fuck with him a little bit.
I bet he's like a sweetheart. But if you're like, oh, you're really scary. He's like,
yeah, I get it all the time. I don't really.
You're like, yeah, the voice isn't helping.
You're
dude.
Like, wait a minute. Yeah. Whoa.
Did they also mess with that?
I'm just a normal person. I just live my everyday life.
They also
life.
Gave me a Disney rat voice when they, I asked the doctor to cut off my fingers and give me a Dick Van Dyke if he was a turtle in Mary Poppins 4, even poppier.
And it gave me a free bottle of Splash Mountain water.
Oh, wow, for two fingers? What a deal. Well, Adam, thank you so much for being here. Make sure to follow him. Where can everyone follow you?
You can follow me at Adam Ray Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, and the TikTok. AdamRayComedy.com. Tour dates from now until the end of August.
Yes.
And then Young Rock Friday nights on NBC and About Last Night podcast. Check it out.
I was going to say About Last Night podcast.
Coming back
check
on
it out.
Very shortly.
I know. I got to get back on. That was fun.
The last time you were on,
it's like
we,
years ago.
I think it was Halloween. It was when I did it with little Brad and
terrible person.
Apartment.
Terrible
person. Check under your chairs. He could be there right now. You get a Brad. And we talked. It was Halloween, and I remember we talked. It was right before the Saved by the Bell, real life, true Hollywood. Or what? Remember there was they would do those Lifetime.
The remake, like the Untold Story.
That's what it was.
Okay. Yeah, and they were all like that. They were all like they didn't match up with like who we thought
because it was like written by Screech, I think.
Oh, they're
remember?
R.I.P.
So it was all it was Dustin Diamond's take of them.
He's
all
really dead. Yeah.
Thanks for watching. Adam Ray.
See you next time on Just Say with Justin Martell. See you guys next week. Bye.